The Hurling Pod on Off the Ball.
I'm looking for a forward. I'd love to have skill, I'd love to have pace, and I'd love to have size. What the Cork Six forwards have is they've all those three things in abundance in different areas.
Free wherever you get your podcast.
You were right in that game. I spoke up until the 42nd minute of the 2-point game. What happened after that?
It was disappointing the way it got away from us. Most half time, we felt we were right in the game. First half, we played a lot of good football. We did well on both kickouts. I suppose the downside of that was we gave away a wee bit of possession cheaply through our own efforts, unforced, and then Kerry put us under pressure time as well. And then we were caught a wee bit at the back. Then we left ourselves a wee bit bare at the back. And obviously, David Clifford, we didn't give Paddy enough cover at times, and David Clifford was in particular was very prominent in there. Having said that, at half time we were still right in the game. There was a wee bit of a breeze out there, and we had it in the second half. We knew if we tidied up and got our defence a wee bit more compact, we were right in the game. I think we got it back to a point, but then we just after that, I think when we got possession, we just weren't able to penetrate the Kerry defence. Our shooting efficiency, but our shot selection at times wasn't great. And Kerry, on the other hand, were very good in possession. They could have had a few more goals, in fairness, and they didn't give away much ball, and they were able to increase the lead.
Yeah, the Clifford question, he gets 1-9 today. We look at the analysis of Armagh after the game, and you're nearly damned if you do,
damned
if you don't. What are you supposed to do
under the new rule? Yeah, that is the thing. There's a lot of space in there. I suppose after the last day against Armagh, we felt that we wanted to try and nullify Paddy Clifford as best we could, and Shawnee O'Shea as well. We were hoping that we'd be able to do that, but be able to get back into a compact shape as well to make sure that the inside forwards, and particularly David Clifford, didn't get as much space as he did. But when you give the ball away, you're obviously scrambling back, and it leaves that space. And then there was times as well that they were able to get through the pressing. We maybe didn't get back quick enough to give Paddy that cover and to be more compact in defence. So it's a tricky balancing act, particularly with teams that have got a number of good forwards. So we did well in some areas, but there's no doubt that we didn't give enough cover to our full back line.
Just the last one. Kerry seemed to force you to shoot from wider angles in the second half, and maybe a lot of the shots they were nearly forced. He seemed on it in the first half. I think all the forwards bar Darren and Burns scored in a couple of chances. But what did they do so well in the second half to shut you down?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. In the first half, I know that we had a lot of good movement off the ball, and we were doing most harm when we were runners coming off the shoulder and getting through gaps and so on. It's possible that their defence seemed to be more compact in the second half, and the movement around the ball maybe wasn't as good, and there wasn't as many gaps created, and we weren't able to get through those gaps. So there probably wasn't as many gaps there for us to sort of make incisive breaks into. And there's no doubt we were shooting from more difficult positions, and then we probably our shot selection maybe wasn't as good as it could have been. But in fairness to Kerry, we're set up well. They're strong. They're an experienced defence, and they're able to hold us out. And we weren't able to score as freely as we were in the first. There's no doubt.
From your own point of view, Manny, obviously this championship season, what positives would you take out of it?
Well, I take a lot of positives out of it, and that we've had a couple of really, a number of really good. We've had four championship victories, and we've went to Ballybuffet and won. We've went to Croke Park and beat Dublin as well. So there has been, the boys have put in a lot of effort, and we have improved. To get into the last four, you're going to be playing the top teams, and Kerry obviously are one of the top teams. So any weaknesses you have will be exposed more than in other games. There's been a lot of positives, but at the same time, a game like that there shows the level you have to get to if you want to be challenging for the top honours. And I suppose that's what we learned from today.
Mike, you won 1-3 in the first half. That's very low by anyone's standards. Were you a bit frustrated?
Again, I you don't like complaining about referees and one thing or another, and I did think I thought we got a few frees towards the end. Look at until you look back, you don't have, and you're all sort of biased towards your own. But I did think that we were finding it hard to win frees. There's no doubt about that. At different times, and small things like that can make a difference as well, but I did think that. I didn't realise that was the stat, but it did seem like that a wee bit. All right.
Colin, was there anything that Kerry did defensively to, you said that your shot selection and your execution was great. Was there anything that they forced that to, or was it all self-inflicted?
Well, I do think that, as I said to Tommy there, I think that, that in the second half that they did seem to get be more compact. And again, without you know, looking at the game background, but it did seem that we weren't finding the gaps that we were able to find in the first half. And sometimes that can be because maybe our run off the ball wasn't as good to drag defenders away to leave that wee bit of space. But certainly we didn't seem to be getting the gaps, and we were forced to shoot from outside, and they were getting more pressure on us. So it could be that Kerry, you know, just got defended more as a block in the second half and made it more difficult for us to get to, whereas in the first half maybe that had pushed further out and we were able to exploit the spaces left behind. But as I say, I'd need to get a good look at the tape to find it out. But it seemed that we were better set up in the second half, more compact.
Well, there's a lot of talk about the Jones and the Mayor, about the talent coming through, but the all-round the skill, how are you comfortable with more experienced men?
Yeah, you'd love if they would. You know, those lads are they're brilliant ambassadors for Tyrone, and the effort to put in, the work to put in, the example they showed all the rest of the boys is second none. And you know, there's been no talk of retirement or anything like that. I would love that they would be there to help guide, because there's a big vacuum there, if you like, between, you know, under 20s and seniors. It's a big gap, and it just doesn't happen overnight. And it's not just a case of people stepping up. There's a lot of work to be done. There's a big transition to be made. So the more experienced fellas that are about, that have been about to guide them, so much the better.
Maggie, given that you came into the job very late and with the new rules to deal with, getting to know the squad, the nature of the season, did you feel like you got into your groove fully this year? And if not, are you looking forward to...
Yeah, well, it is I suppose the way the league went, it is, it's a very condensed season, and you don't really get that much. There was a time that you had after the league finished, you had maybe 6 weeks to really work on different things and get prepared for the championship. Whereas the new setup means you have only a couple of weeks, and it's really it's game to game, and by the time you get recovered in between, so there's a lot of video work, a lot of analysis, and you know, looking at what's going on, and then trying to improve things on the field. But there's no doubt it does seem rushed at times, and I suppose you'd like to have a wee bit more time to work on different aspects, and we'll see how that goes in the future.
Thank you.